In this season of light, let us go before God and confess how our words and actions contribute to the darkness instead of adding to the light. God of love and light, we confess that we are not always the light bearers you desire us to be. We shine a spotlight on the transgressions of others while trying to keep our own sins hidden in the dark. We burn bridges by being impatient, opinionated, and judgmental. We inflame others by lashing out in anger. We go through our days enveloped in the gloom of fear and doubt. We let our witness become a smoldering ember until it dies out completely. Forgive us, Jesus, the everlasting light. Come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Teach us to walk as children of light, surrounded by your love, forgiveness, and healing. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. God is light. And in God, there is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light as God is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Let all God's people say, Amen.
Isaiah 4:3-5. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness, prepare for the way of the Lord. Make straight the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain a hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, a rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. We light the second candle of Advent, preparing for our journey to Bethlehem to meet our Savior, a babe in a manger.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you.
We sing together.
First reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. A reading from Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Give the King your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the King's Son, that he may rule your people righteously, and the poor with justice, that the mountains may bring prosperity to the people, and the hills in righteousness. Let him defend the needy among the people, rescue the poor and crush the oppressor. May he live as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another. Let him come down like rain upon the mown field, like showers that water the earth. In his time may the righteous flourish, and let there be an abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more. Blessed are you, Lord God, the God of Israel. You alone do wondrous deeds, and blessed be your glorious name forever. And may all the earth be filled with your glory. Amen.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 15, verses 4 through 13. A reading from Romans. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again it says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the third chapter, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all of Judea and the whole region of Jordan. Confessing their sin, they were baptized by him in the river Jordan. And when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you can say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children of Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees. And every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Good morning. How are you guys? Good? Do you think you're ready? Are you? Have you seen the news lately? Hey, are you ready? Oh, hi. You must be ready. I know you're ready. Have you seen the news? Any of you? Have your mom and dad told you what's coming? Have they really? Yeah. Do you know what's coming this week? Christmas? Well, not quite Christmas. What? Well, yeah, there's a Christmas program today, but I have a bigger warning. A bigger warning that we need to get ready for. Have you seen the weather reports? Have you? Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, let me tell you, first of all, getting ready is hard when every single person tries to get rid of your stuff. Everybody wanted to get rid of this stuff today. And I said, well, that shouldn't be up front. Well, I'm going to show you guys. It's going to be freezing cold out there. Right? Have you seen the weather? It's cold. Do you like cold? No? Yes? Well, I love it. So that's good. I'm ready, but I'm not going out there without my stuff. That'd be just crazy. You guys play in the snow without this stuff?
No.
No? I have. It's cold. It's very cold. But we're not ready yet, are we? Wait, the heater's on. Are you guys, did you turn the heat on at home? No? Well, somebody's looking after you. That's good, because we're getting ready. We're getting ready. Are you ready for Christmas too? Are you guys really ready? Are you sure? Because there's so much we got to get ready for. It's going to be so cold. I don't know about you, but it's going to be freezing. I will be prepared. You didn't think I was going to put all this on, did you? Oh, yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready to walk home. If you know me, I walk. I walk in this crazy stuff. Just ask Pastor Rod. How's that Minnesota weather treating you? It's good. I'm ready. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready? Should we go play in the snow? Fine. But are you ready? Are you? Well, did you hear what I just read a second ago? Prepare. Get ready. Prepare. Get ready. Because there's something coming. Might not be cold. It's going to be a lot warmer. That's Jesus, right? You guys will talk about that this afternoon. It's going to be cool. So are you ready? All right, good. But we still have to wait. We're there, but we're not quite there. So be ready. He's coming. And that's hopeful, right? That's very hopeful. Well, let us pray. All right. Dear Jesus, we're waiting. We're ready. Send us out as we can prepare for the now and yet to come. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming. How long do you think I can keep this on? We're about to find out. So go get ready. Get ready for that program. Get ready. It's all coming. Whew. Yeah, that is comfy. Trick is doing the rest of this. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm ready. If you haven't gotten the gist of this, I am ready. I'm ready. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, any of you see Buzz Lightyear this week? Yeah? I'm really seeing how many of you actually pay attention to what's going on here. Okay. You saw him? You know the theme of the day? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Have you heard that question 1,000 times? I'm asking that. Are we there yet? Is that real winter here yet? But then again, there's the other side of that question. Are we done yet? Is it over yet? Can we be gone with it yet? Are they here yet? It's a lot of questions in there, isn't it? Around, are we there yet? But are we ready? Are we ready for what's coming? Are we ready? Do we know what's coming? Because we're on that road. We're on the road to Bethlehem. We're taking it. We're moving. Last week we said, ready, set, go. We're ready to go. We're about an hour into this drive and they're saying, are we there yet? I'm asking that question realistically after this week. Let's see, what was going on this week? I'm pretty sure there was a tree lit up. I'm pretty sure there was like multiple parties. There was one at like Forest Plaza and Waldorf, and then all the family came, and there were presents, and there were trees lit up all over the place. There's lights everywhere. That annoying countdown calendar at Walmart is ticking down, telling you how much longer you have to wait. I am to the point of saying, are we there yet? Are we? Are we there? Because it is hard. And I know there are some people out there that are definitely saying, are we done yet? Is it done? Has he come yet? I'm ready for this season to change. And through it all, whether we're in that boat of, are we there yet? Are we prepared for the cold? Are we prepared for Christmas? Is it over yet? There is something in there. Hope. Hope that keeps us looking forward. Hope that keeps us moving through today. Breaking in to those moments of hopelessness, impatience. John calling us once again, get ready, prepare. Because here's the hopeful thing. Somebody's coming who's much greater than me. That's hopeful. Because if John's just baptizing with water and the forgiveness of sins, and there's something greater than that, that's hopeful. Something greater, someone greater is coming. And if that's not hopeful enough for you today from what we heard, any of you have stumps at home? Just a couple years ago, they cut all the hedges down there at the Parsonage, and there was about 6 stumps. What's going to come of that? Looks pretty dead to me. But then, through that snow, through the little bit, up it comes. Tiny bit at a time. Little green, it comes up and up. A shoot comes out of what looks like death. And there's life. There is hope. New life is there. God's power breaks in new and exciting ways. And this new life is bringing something odd called fire. And you know what fire does? It cleanses. It changes things. It's more than the water. It's fire. It purifies, separates the old from the new. And there's hope. There's hope in that. So when we ask that question, are we there yet? We listen to today's text and we say, not quite yet. When we hear about the wolf and the lamb living together, the lion and the sheep lying together, or if we really want to go close to home, elephants and donkeys somehow working together. Somehow. That seems too good to be true, doesn't it? Any of that? So we're waiting. Are we there yet? And yet we are. If I go outside, it is cold. I'm ready. It's cold. We know it's there. But we're here too. And there's hope. We say, how? How do we know that's true? Where is the hope? Well, on those long drives. On those long drives when you ask, are we there yet? There's usually that marker that you see. Might be Wall Drug. Who knows where it is? But once you get closer, there's a sign that says, you have this far to go. You have this far to go. You're getting there. Something that tells you, I know where we are. Markers, rest stops for when we say, are we there yet? And reminds us, well, yeah, but not quite. You're on the right path. And for us in our faith life, today is one of those rest stops, one of those markers where we can stop and see that that now is indeed here. We know that Christ is indeed raised from the dead. We have our communion coming up. We have the baptismal font here. We have the scriptures. We have the community. We have each other reminding us of Jesus' presence here. And the hope is indeed here today. So maybe instead of saying somebody greater is coming, we remember somebody greater has come. And there's more to come. Bringing light into the darkness. Breaking things up. Changing it, making it new. And through Christ working through us, there are rest stops, mile markers in which we can see this and know it is most certainly true. There's light, on this path of life, the light of life, Jesus Christ, that keeps us going forward when we ask, are we there yet? So I feel like I've come in a full circle. Are we there yet? Are we at the end of the sermon yet? Yes. That I can tell you. We're there. We made it to the end. Is he going to take this off now so we stop worrying if he's going to faint of heat stroke? Yes. I'm about to take that off. But the adventure continues around us. And the light of life breaks through with us. It's very hopeful. So hear these words in closing. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, today, tomorrow, to Bethlehem, and beyond. Thanks be to God. Amen. And let us sing together, O Day Full of Grace, hymn 627, verses 1, and the alternative text for 2 and 3.
Our invited response this morning is, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Keeping awake as we watch for Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God of promise, your reign has come near. Call your people to the way of repentance and inspire your church to bear fruit in the world through acts of faithful service, Lord, in your mercy. God of creation, we pray for the wolf and the lamb, the lion and the calf, and all species whose lives are intertwined. Repair and preserve ecosystems and all of life on earth that may be sustained. Lord, in your mercy. God of the nations, teach those with power and privilege to serve the vulnerable. Give to all the leaders wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, and a heart of compassion for the world that you so love. Lord, in your mercy. God of the poor, set tables of abundance in all places where hands are empty, where stomachs ache with hunger, and where hearts and minds suffer pain. Feed and heal all who are in need, Lord, in your mercy. God of hope, renew in your people all joy and peace in believing, especially those facing anxiety, depression, or alienation. Guide this community of faith to welcome one another just as Christ has welcomed us, Lord, in your mercy. God of comfort, we pray for the physical, spiritual, emotional, and financial needs of this church, our members, visitors, radio listeners, and Vince, and the precious saints listed in our bulletin, Heather, Rosella, Jeff, Ralph, Karen, Melissa, Savannah, Ashley, Bernie, Marge, Scott, Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Ninth Ward, and Missionary Karen. Lord, in your mercy. God of eternal life, you promise to take away our sin and gather us in your care forever. We give thanks for those who now rest with their labors on earth, freed from pain and the power of the dead. Lord, in your mercy. And finally, you hear the cries of our hearts, O Lord. Fill us with hopeful expectation that in each day and each hour, we may love and serve our neighbors in Jesus' name. Amen.
Into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of
Receive this blessing. May God, who gathers us in love, lead you in pathways of righteousness and justice. May God, who knows you more deeply than we know ourselves, lead you in pathways of forgiveness and freedom. And may God, who fills us with good things, lead you in pathways of equity and abundance. The blessings of the Holy Trinity, one God, be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Go in peace. Christ is with you.
Thanks be to God. Coffee is on. You're all welcome to join us in the fellowship hall.